Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go again. Yeah. Anointed Truth.
We in the building.
Gotta watch what these people be feeding you. You know what I'm talking about?
For real.
Can't just eat anything. Listen to me. Here we go. Let's tell them.
Beware of Pharisees' bread. But this will probably be the realest thing you'll ever quote. You steady laughing, hee-hee, like it's a joke. Low-key, jump and fly while you shading folks. I'ma take it slow so you can understand. You may be made in his image, but you still a man. You telling me life for real, like you seen the plans. Sometimes I think you the one, how you need the land. Like the man that built his house upon the sand. You're listening, but ain't following his command. Got my armor on, doing everything to stand. Every started off slow, now Anointed Truth is no demand. I don't do it my way, I do it God's way. Out of the mouth of babes, I call it child's play. I'm sticking to the plan, yeah. I won't deviate, nah. I just wanna be successful, I'm on my Drake.
Yeah.
Beware of Pharisees' bread. Beware. Don't let them get in your head.
I'ma put it on the track and let y'all run with it. I'm having vision after vision and I'm gon' get it. Gated community somewhere, I'm unlisted. Staying on the battlefield, see I'm enlisted. Every day is like Christmas cause I'm so gifted. God doing something, feel my situation shifting. Your home playing going sideways, you're drifting. He said if I lift him, he would lift me. I'm a light on the hill for the world to see. All eyes on me, I declare and decree. I'm in achieve mode, no devil stopping me. I'm in God's army, being all that I can be. Definition of a G, you better Google me. The Black Prince of Preachers is what they call me. No ghostwriter, I'm original, this all me.
Beware of Pharisees, bread. Beware. Just remember what the word said.
Hey, what that word say? I hit him with that word play.
Never seen the righteous forsaken.
Holy
seeds have to beg for bread.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken. Nor have I seen his seeds, hallelujah, have to beg for bread. Glory to God. Those were the words of King David. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And if that's the way he felt about it, hallelujah, praise God. He ain't never seen, hallelujah, the righteous forsaken, nor they seeds have to beg for bread. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's a promise. Amen. You ain't got to worry about it. Hallelujah. If throughout his life he didn't see it. Praise God, hallelujah, if he didn't have to experience it. Glory to God, coming from where he came from, if he didn't have to experience it, neither do you, praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God on today. Amen. Praise God for everybody that's called in. Hallelujah. Everybody who has tuned in on tonight. Amen. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. Amen. And joining us later on, praise God. And, of course, you know I got First Lady by my side with me. Amen. And joining us later on in the program, amen, the leader, the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Apostle Elder Curry will be joining us as we open up the line tonight. Amen. For open panel discussion. Amen. Testimonies, prayer requests, comments. Amen. We want to hear it all on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've been doing this a while. The line been a little light, but we encourage you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you have a question, a comment, a prayer request, amen. Hallelujah. A testimony. We strongly encourage you. Amen. Tune in with us. Praise God, hallelujah, and put that prayer request, put that testimony, put that comment, put it on the throne. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, amen. Watch God work, hallelujah, when you do his work. Glory to God on tonight, hallelujah, amen. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight. We want to thank you for allowing us to come together in your name. Hallelujah. We want to ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We want, people want answers. Hallelujah. Praise God. People have questions. Amen. People may be shy, Lord. Hallelujah. But you have not given us a spirit of fear. Hallelujah. Amen. But of strong mind. Hallelujah. Lord, so we encourage, we ask, Lord, that you encourage us on tonight. Hallelujah. Speak up, to be bold. Hallelujah. On tonight, to ask our questions, to tell our testimonies. Amen. For our testimonies could help somebody else. Praise God. To put our prayer requests. Hallelujah. On the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Because your word says when two or three agree on a thing. Hallelujah. In the earth. Hallelujah. On anything in the earth. Then it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now, Lord, that your word is true. That your word has never come back to us void. Hallelujah, Lord, that the earth and the heavens may pass away. Hallelujah, amen. But the word of the Lord will still stand. Hallelujah. We want to praise you on tonight. We want to magnify you on tonight. We want to let you know that we love you on tonight. We want to lift you up on tonight. We want to bless your name on tonight. Lord, you are truly worthy. Hallelujah, to be praised. You are truly worthy. Hallelujah, to be magnified. Lord, we want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's going to try to prevent us from receiving your revelation knowledge on tonight, Lord. We come seeking your wisdom. Hallelujah, your direction. Hallelujah, lead us, Lord, guide us. Hallelujah, our ears are open, our hearts are receptive. We are ready to receive what you have for us tonight, Lord. And we thank you in advance for everything you're about to say, everything you're about to do. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah tonight. And amen. Bless the name. Hallelujah of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. For everybody that's called in. Amen. And tuned in on tonight. Praise God. Amen. We're just going to wait. We're going to go into a quick scripture. Amen. While we wait for everybody to call and tune in. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to see how the Lord moves from now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know I'm going to Psalms 100. Praise God. Hallelujah. I can't break it down enough. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word. Hallelujah. On tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's look at verse 2 real quick, and we might start our topic with this. Hallelujah. It says, serve the Lord. Hallelujah. With gladness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like I said, we might get into it. That might be a topic tonight. Amen. What is serving the Lord? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But before we get into the topic, amen, praise God, this tells us when we do serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We are to serve him with gladness. Praise God. When we serve, now I want you to think about this word, serve. Glory to God, serve. When you go to a restaurant, somebody serves you. Glory to God, hallelujah. When you go to the restaurant, amen, somebody, amen, serves you. They give you something. Hallelujah. And they're supposed to have a hospitable attitude. Hallelujah. When they serve you. Praise God, hallelujah. And usually their attitude, amen, praise God, and the way they serve you depends on how much you're going to tip them. Glory to God, how much they're going to be rewarded extra just for doing their job. Glory to God. Hallelujah on tonight. Don't you know God is the type of, he will reward you just for doing what you're supposed to do? Hallelujah. He will reward you just for being obedient. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But David added a little more than just being obedient, just serving him. Hallelujah. Amen. Have the right attitude when you're doing it. Hallelujah. He says to serve the Lord with gladness. Praise God. When I think of being glad, I think of being happy to do something. Glory to God, hallelujah. I don't feel burdened to do it. I don't feel like it's a weight on my shoulders. Hallelujah. I'm not doing it out of obligation. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm doing it because I want to do it. I'm not even doing it because it's my responsibility. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm doing it because I want to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, come before his presence with singing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come before his presence with singing. See, this all goes, amen, to the attitude. Now, some preachers will tell you, amen, that don't have a preacher. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't have no music in the church. You know, so they say that's Old Testament practice. Glory to God. Having music. Hallelujah. In the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. But how many know some things from the Old Testament still stand? Glory to God. Jesus didn't abolish everything. He didn't change it. He said, I came that the law may be fulfilled. Hallelujah. One translation said that the law would be given its full meaning. Praise God. Hallelujah. He didn't came to take away nothing from the law or from the prophets. Glory to God. And David was one of the prophets. Glory to God. And David said, come before his presence with singing. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. God loves the sound of music. Glory to God. That's why he made Lucifer. Hallelujah. Lucifer was the praise angel. He was the, you might want, if you want to break it down today so where you can understand it. Hallelujah. Amen. He was the praise leader. He was the choir director. Glory to God. And the instruments in which the music came were in him. Glory to God. God himself described him as one of the most beautiful creations he had ever made. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God loved. See, God loved music. Praise God. But he don't like when the music takes away from his glory. See, oh my God. Hallelujah. God said, go into this real quick. He said, the music was designed to bring me glory, not to take glory away. Hallelujah. Praise God. And some of the music that we listen to, glory to God, the Lord says, amen, is taking the glory away from me. Hallelujah. And giving glory, amen, to gang life. Giving glory, hallelujah, to promiscuity. Giving glory, hallelujah, to adultery. Giving glory, hallelujah, to lying. Some of this music, amen, praise God. You got to listen to the words. Praise God. What are they talking about? Hallelujah. You sitting there talking about, hey, oh, as we lay, that's my jam. Really? Glory to God.
These are my confessions. What you confessing? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm riding down your street in the Range Rover. Boom, boom. Who are you shooting at? Hallelujah. Praise God. All the glory is going to what the music is talking about, and the music ain't talking about God. Hallelujah. So when he says come before his presence with singing, make sure you're singing the right thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. And some of these things, amen, praise God, you got to watch some of these church songs when you're singing them too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to watch some of these church songs. Some of them ain't right. They say, why I got to keep coming up the rough side? Hallelujah, of the mountain. Praise God. Hallelujah, at the cross. I need to get past the cross. Hallelujah, praise God. I need to get to the resurrection. Hallelujah. Praise God, but some of us are stuck at the cross. Glory to God, because of the music that we're listening to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the name of the Lord. But the Lord says, praise God, hallelujah. When you come before me, make sure you're singing the right thing. Hallelujah. Humming the right tune. Make sure your attitude is right. Glory to God, hallelujah. In the nutshell, you need to have an attitude of gratitude. You need to be grateful for what God has done. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you really believe the word, and the word says that all things are working together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose, hallelujah, why do you complain when things don't go your way? Hallelujah. Praise God. It's not that it didn't go God's way. It's just that it didn't go your way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you didn't take time to figure out what God's way was. Hallelujah. And when you didn't take time to figure out what God's way was, hallelujah, you tried to do your way, and God had to divert what you were doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because what you were doing, hallelujah, wasn't what he wanted you to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some things God didn't allow us to fail. God made us fail. Because that wasn't the way. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. And when he saw you wanted to do right, see, certain people get turned over to a reprobate mind. Hallelujah. Those that just refuse, they hard-headed, they stubborn. I'm going to do it my way. But he seen you wanted to do it right. Hallelujah. So he had to knock you off course. I don't know who I'm talking to, but he had to knock you off course, something like he did Saul. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He had to knock you off your beast. Praise God. Hallelujah. But then he picked you up, dusted you off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And told you what the real was. Hallelujah. That's why you're listening to the sound of my voice today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God had to change your attitude. He had to change your outlook on the situation that you're in. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then when you had to let go and let God. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you let go, hallelujah, and let God, amen, and you let him work out what he want to work out in your life. Praise God. Then you achieve what the Bible calls good success. Hallelujah. Glory to God on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's look at the topic, praise God. What is serving, hallelujah, the Lord? Praise God. Hallelujah. What is serving, hallelujah, the Lord? Praise God. Amen. Anybody got any? You got any comment on what serving the Lord is? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Serving the Lord. Amen. Like I said earlier, when you go to a restaurant and your waitress, hallelujah, or your bartender or whoever, amen, serves you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. They are giving you something. amen, that you desire. Praise God. They got something, amen, that you want from them, amen, and they're going to literally serve it to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So how do I serve the Lord? Do I serve the Lord with my praise? Do I serve the Lord with my worship? Some people believe serving the Lord, amen, is getting up on Sunday, amen, going to church and working in whatever department, praise God, hallelujah, they're assigned to in the church. Praise God, whether it be the usher board, whether it be the deacon board, whether it be the choir, amen, maybe one of the musicians, praise God, maybe one of the ministers, amen, praise God. Some people just come to church and sit in the congregation, amen, but for some reason, praise God, hallelujah, in our minds, in some way, shape, form, or fashion, we have considered this serving the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like, for instance, right now, praise God, me right now, hallelujah, just giving the word. Hallelujah. Some ministers would feel like this is serving God. And it is, in a way, praise God, getting the word, hallelujah, out is serving the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Being on the usher board, feeding people. Amen. Being nice, making sure they get programs. Amen. So they can enjoy the word. Hallelujah. That is, hallelujah, serving the Lord. Being in the choir. Amen. And singing praises to him. Glory to God and worshiping him, praise God, and getting the crowd ready to hear the word. Glory to God, that's serving the Lord, praise God, delivering the word. Hallelujah, that's serving the Lord. Praise God, when you tithe and give your offering, that's serving the Lord. Now you got money flowing, amen, to go into whatever ministry you go to, praise God, hallelujah. But this is only, praise God, to throw a scope of time out of one day. Praise God. This is just one day. Hallelujah. And it's not even the whole day. It's just in some cases it's an hour and a half. Hallelujah. Praise God. It ain't like it used to be when church lasted all day almost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now we got God on a schedule. Praise God, because I gotta get home and watch the game. Glory to God. Or I gotta go eat dinner with the family. Glory to God, hallelujah. This picnic I gotta get to. I was invited to the barbecue. Glory to God, hallelujah. I got tickets to the game. Glory to God, hallelujah. So much going on a Sunday. Y'all gotta rush this thing now. Y'all gotta hurry this up. Glory to God. I got somewhere to go. Hallelujah. Praise God. And since we've, hallelujah, collapsed God into this box of time, glory to God, and we think we're serving God, hallelujah, which we are in that little amount of time, praise God, what about when we not at church? Praise God. What about when I'm not on the line? Hallelujah. Well, what about when you're not out, you know, hallelujah, doing Thanksgiving and Christmas, serving the homeless and collecting toys and doing stuff like that? What about every other day of the week? Hallelujah. Praise God. Every other day of the year. Praise God. How would we serve in God then? Hallelujah. Well, Jesus made it plain and simple, glory to God. He told a story. He was telling them, amen, and on the end days, I'm going to divide the sheep, hallelujah, from the goats. One on the right and the other on the left. Those on the left, I'm going to say, depart from me. I never knew you, hallelujah, when I was hungry. You didn't give me nothing to eat. When I was thirsty, hallelujah, you didn't give me nothing to drink. When I needed somewhere to sleep, hallelujah, you left me out there in the cold. Praise God. And then when I was locked up, you didn't even come see me. Praise God, hallelujah. And they said, Lord, when? When have we done this to you? And he said, when you seen your brother was thirsty. Hallelujah. When you seen your brother was hungry. Hallelujah. When you seen your brother needed somewhere to stay. Glory to God. When you seen, hallelujah, that your brother was in prison and you didn't go to see him. This is when, hallelujah, amen, praise God, you ignored my needs when you ignored theirs. Hallelujah. And then think about what Jesus is saying when they needed something to drink. Ain't that the first thing your server offers you when you go to a restaurant? What would you like to drink? Hallelujah. You didn't offer your brother a drink. Why? Because you're not getting paid to offer them a drink? Because the drink is coming out of your pocket? But he said, whoever offers a person a glass of water in my name will be the greatest in the kingdom. Glory to God. You so busy trying to be great down here. Hallelujah. God say, I'm trying to make you great in the kingdom. But first, you got to change, once again, your attitude. Hallelujah. You got to change, praise God, your perspective. Bottom line, you got to change your mind on what you think serving God is. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we are serving those that are in need, when we are serving our fellow man, hallelujah, when we are serving our brothers and sisters, we are serving God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And, you know, some of us was doing this before we were saved. Hallelujah. I let many of friends spend the night on my couch, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because they didn't have nowhere to go. They ain't even have a car to sleep in, praise God, hallelujah. So I let them sleep on my sofa, praise God, hallelujah, amen. And that is what God is looking for. He's not looking for you to do it because he asked you to. See, I was doing it with that knowledge of that scripture. Praise God. Now, if I was trying to get into heaven. Hallelujah, amen. And I knew the scripture said, hallelujah, if I gave my brother a glass of water, you'd be great in the kingdom of heaven. I'd be running around, you know, handing out bottles of water. Here you go in the name of Jesus. Here you go in the name of Jesus. I'm trying to get in. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. And you're trying to show God like he can't see. Because he's looking at what's in your heart. Praise God. So you really serving, when you serve God, it comes from the heart. Hallelujah. Don't nobody got to beg the preacher to preach. Hallelujah. Because he this is something he enjoys doing. Hallelujah. He enjoys preaching. So you ain't got to beg, hey, man, can you please preach? I don't know. I don't, you know. Praise God. No, he liked to do it, so he go do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's people out there, amen, that don't enjoy doing what they're doing. Perhaps they might be serving the Lord in the wrong capacity. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when you talk about serving the Lord, hallelujah, amen. God is saying serving the Lord is serving those who are in need, and you see that they are in need. Hallelujah. I'm reminded right now, of Lazarus and the rich man. Praise God. Hallelujah. The rich man went to hell because he saw Lazarus had a need that he could fulfill, but he didn't fulfill that need. Hallelujah. He didn't go to the hell because he was rich. Praise God. You know, some preachers will tell you that so you can give the church all your money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give me all your money because you don't want to be rich because you're going to go to hell. Hallelujah, like the rich man did. No, that's not it. It's just the rich man didn't use his riches, hallelujah, to help advance his community. He didn't help the people around him. Glory to God. I just got through talking earlier about some of these rappers and their lyrics and what they're saying in these songs. Hallelujah, amen. But a lot of them, praise God, when they get money, they put it back in their communities. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. God is looking at what they're doing because they're not doing it because God told them to do it. And some of them not even saved. See, this is the problem with us that say we saved. Because there's a lot of saved people with money that ain't putting money back into the community, hallelujah, ain't helping people. We got people out here, praise God, hallelujah, you got enough money to build an apartment complex, hallelujah, amen, to ensure, praise God, that those people that you know have been got a wrongful conviction on their record can have somewhere to stay. Hallelujah, praise God. Not only that, they can work there. Hallelujah, you can open a business and hire people like this. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. You can help these people get saved. You can help people get on the right track, hallelujah, with the money. You don't just take, oh, Lord. That's why he said, hallelujah, I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. You won't have room enough to receive. Nobody ever thinks about that I won't have room for what God's about to give me. So if I don't have room for it, that means I got to give some stuff away. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I don't got to worry about the stuff I give away because God's going to keep pouring into me so much that the more I give away, the more he's going to give to me. Lord, have mercy. Praise God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's serving the Lord. Hallelujah. That's serving the Lord and being glad about it. Being glad about it. Amen. Hallelujah. Being glad about it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember the rich young ruler. Hallelujah. People think he was going to hell because he was rich. No. Hallelujah. Amen. God, when he said, amen, if you want to be perfect, first of all, if you read the scripture, Jesus was impressed by the man. He was impressed by him. So he said, but if you want to be perfect, hallelujah. Amen. Sell everything you got and give to the poor. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he went away sorrowful. And a lot of people believe, amen, because of the way he went away that he didn't do what God told him to. Hallelujah. Quit lying on that man. The Bible don't say he didn't do it. Go back and read the scripture. Read both of them. Hallelujah. It's in two different books. Hallelujah, the same story. When you go read each story, now story says that this man did not do what Jesus told him to do. We assumed he did it. He didn't do it because of his attitude. Hallelujah, but think about it. Put yourself in his shoes. Hallelujah, you've been going to church all your life. You saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. You see Jesus, you say, Jesus, what must I do to achieve eternal life? Basically, what he asking him is, what I got to do to get to heaven? That's mm-hmm. what he asked. What I got to do to get to heaven? And Jesus turned to him and said, keep the commandments. And he said, I done kept the commandments since I was a child. I've been going to church since I was a child. Hallelujah. I've been doing that since I was a child. And the Bible say God, Jesus was impressed by it. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. One scripture said compassion. It's different, you know, they got different words to explain how Jesus felt about him. Hallelujah, amen. But he said, if you want to be perfect, sell everything you got and give it to the poor. And the Bible says he went away sorrowful because he had many things. It didn't say he didn't give it away. That's the last time we hear about this man.
We don't.
Hallelujah. We assume he didn't. But if you was him and you had a Bentley, a mansion, hallelujah, a closet full of Louis Vuitton suits, hallelujah, then you got to go home and tell your wife, baby, you know, that new Mercedes I just bought you. I got to sell that. Because
mm-hmm.
the Lord told me, you walk away, sorry. Don't act like you walk away happy. I ain't got that much right now. I wouldn't walk away happy. You mean to say I ain't got that much, Lord. I gotta sell this. Glory to God, hallelujah. But I want eternal life more than I want this stuff. I don't know if he sold it or not. I would have sold it. I probably would have sold it slow, but I would have sold it. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, because I want to get what the promise is to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's what I believe serving God is, according to hallelujah scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Would anybody else like to comment on serving God? Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen, man of God. Amen. And everyone. Amen. Peace and blessings to all.
Bless you, man of God. Bless you.
Amen. Apostle Elder Nate Curry, amen. With my brother, amen. Elder Prevost tonight, amen. What the Lord has shown me from personal experience, serving God to me is walking in obedience to God. That's how we serve Him. Walking in obedience, we show how much we love Him, but there's no other way we can show Him how much we love Him but through our obedience. Because if we say we love God and we don't obey God, then we lie. Because that's how He tell us, He said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Back to the rich young ruler. Amen. That God had asked him to sell everything that he had and give it to the poor. He was doing good until the Lord asked him to do that part. But he asked God, what did he have to do to inherit eternal life? And the Lord told him what he had to do. Every aspect of his walk with God was covered until he had a problem with giving. And a lot of us, it's the same way. Amen. We do everything that God asks us to do, but when they come down to that giving part, amen, then we get sad like the rich young ruler. Amen. We say, well, you know, I don't obey. I did everything. But, yeah, I just don't know about this giving part. And that's the only part that the Lord said, prove me, try me. And see what I do. See what I keep my end. If you do your end, I'll keep my end of what I say to you. But a lot of us do like the rich young ruler. We walk away sad. And according to the Bible does not say that he obeyed God. The Bible says he walked away from Yahshua because he couldn't handle the obedience that Yahshua asked him to do. Sell everything? You mean you want me to become poor? But the Lord wasn't telling him to do that so he could become poor. That go back to the word that the Lord gave me about buying the truth and sell it not. Amen. He wasn't ready to buy into it. He was looking at it. He was window shopping. But when the Lord said, now, if you really want this, buy into it. He didn't want to buy into it. He would rather have the things of God than the God of the things. See, that's how God be testing us. He be testing us to see if we love the things more than Him. That's why the Bible says He's a jealous God. And we all shout and get happy until the Lord tell us to give something. Then when He tell us to give something, then all of a sudden our attitude change, the praises stop. He said the worship stop. God, we start rebuking the devil. No, the devil ain't going to tell you to give. That's God telling you to give. Why? Because He trying to make room enough for you to have room for what He get ready to pour out into your life. We forget Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Press down. Shake it together. Give. And it shall be given unto you. We just think it's going to come, but God said, no, you got to give something. And then we mess around and we done gave into the wrong thing, and then we don't have room enough to give when the right thing come along, because we done gave into a lie, and then when the truth come, we broke. Come on here, somebody. And we ain't got nothing to give, because we just own something that is not him. And now we don't want to give nothing. But that's why the Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. They know my voice. They are familiar with my voice. Every voice ain't the voice of God. Because the devil can camouflage, sound like God. But if we have the Holy Ghost of God, then we know the real voice of God. But the real servitude of God is just being obedient. Amen. That's where the blessing flow. That's where the power flow. It's not about how much word we know. It's about how much word we can obey. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why James says, but to be not hearers, but be doers. Because we can hear all day. But if you don't do what you hear, then, you ain't real to the word of God. You're not real to yourself. You ain't real to God. Because you're not putting no works with it. Because the works is what make it come alive. You haven't bought into it. You just window shopping. And how many know that window shopping, that it still stay in the store? It don't go out the store. If you window shop and don't buy it, it still stay in the store because you haven't reached in your pocket to buy it. So serving God, what I've learned, child of God, is that the more you obey God, the more God will reveal to you, the more God will show you, the more God will he will cover you in ways that you don't even think that he will cover you, just through your obedience, just through our obedience. Amen. Amen. Is there anybody that want to share anything with that?
Amen. 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 Praise God. So Apostle Curry says, serving the Lord, amen, is being obedient, hallelujah, to what the Lord, hallelujah, has instructed you to do. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Anybody else have another topic they want to throw on the table tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. On the topic of forgiveness, I want to throw this question out there.
Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. That's a good one.
If a person does not, as the Bible say, repent of whatever wrongdoing they have done, praise God, are you obligated through Scripture to forgive them for what they've done?
You said if they don't repent.
If they don't.
That's a good topic right there. If they don't repent, then the forgiveness process can't start until they do, because they have to acknowledge that they first done wrong to you, to us. And then after that, then the healing process can begin. Because if you keep on doing something to me and you don't repent, then I begin to think you doing it on purpose with the intent to hurt me. And that's where we can get in trouble with God. That person can get in trouble with God because they know what they're doing. And then it's not the devil just using them. It's that person allowing themselves to be a vessel of the devil. Come with me right quickly to Matthew chapter 5. I want to look at something right quick. Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 and 24, and then 25. Is everybody there?
Amen.
And the word of the Lord reads. It says, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and thou rememberest, why? Because the Holy Ghost bring all things back to your remembrance. See, people talk about that they got the Holy Ghost, and then when the Holy Ghost remind them of something they did, then all of a sudden now they want to get amnesia. Because they don't want to remember certain things. And thou remember that thy brother has aught against thee. They say that you had something against him. But he got something against you. Or maybe you hurt somebody and you wasn't aware that you hurt them. Or you did something and you wasn't aware of it. See, that's why the Bible says that the Holy Ghost would bring all things back to our what? Remembrance. But we at the altar shouting and snotting and praising God and dancing. And God said, well, you doing all that. What about your brother? Oh, Lord, you just so good. Oh, Lord, you're wonderful. He said, come back there and apologize. Oh, God. No, you can't praise your way out of this. I'm telling you, leave your gift here. Right now, I don't want your gift. I want your heart to get right with your brother. Because if your heart don't get right with your brother, then it's going to affect your gift. Come on here, somebody. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar and thou remember that thy brother hath aught against thee. Verse 24, leave thy gift before the altar. Come on here, somebody. God is saying, amen, amen, leave your gift. All them tongues you talking in, I want you to take all them tongues you talking in and take the one tongue you got and go back and get that right with your brother. Come on here, somebody. All of a sudden, we want to go into deep tongue. God said, no, this ain't no deep tongue time. This is time that you take the one tongue that I've given you with and go back and make amends with your brother. Come on here, somebody. Leave thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled. Be reconciled. Come back together with thy brother and then come and offer thy gift. He say that because then there's no unforgiveness. Then you have shalom with the one that had all against you. And as soon as you make up, God said, now you can bring your gift back. Come on here, somebody. Now I can hear you now because you done made peace with your brother. And let me keep it real tonight. How many of us have been hurt by not somebody in the world, but in the church? Teach apostle. In the church that tried to shout over what they did to a brother or a sister, thinking that God was going to hear that and not tell them to come back and apologize. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because when you hurt them, you hurt him. But we don't look at it like that. We just, I'm going to shout over this. Now, some things you can't shout over. Some things you just got to go back and repent and get it right with your brother or your sister. Then come back to the altar with your gift. And then the Lord says, I will hear you. Verse 25. It says, agree with thine adversary quickly. Is that what your Bible says? Agree with thine adversary quickly while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the judge is Yahshua? And the judge deliver thee to the officer. And thou be cast in to prison. This is a deep scripture. And many of us pass right by it, and we don't take heed to it. But the adversary is the one that got the alt. Agree with it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry if I said anything or did anything. Please forgive me. And I promise it won't happen again. I'll be more mindful of your feelings. See, it says agree with that adversary quickly, quickly, quickly. And now I don't want to forgive. Okay, the Bible says quickly. Agree with your adversary, your enemy, the one you that has all with you, quickly. While thou art in the way with him, while y'all are face to face, agree with him. I don't want to do it. I don't want to. Then you don't want God's forgiveness. Because the Bible says in the Father's prayer, it says, forgive us of our debtors as we forgive those who are indebted to us. So how are we going to ask God to forgive us when we still holding a debt over somebody here that they did to us 50 years ago, 20 years ago, yesterday? Amen. We still holding the grudge. Looking at them funny. Looking at them cross-eyed. So we still thinking about what they did to us. And God said, you just got through saying to me, asking me to forgive you. But your brother is indebted to you and you can't forgive him. Come on here, somebody. Do anybody want to add anything to that? What the Lord has given me on that?
I would just wanted to add, you know, in Luke chapter 17, you know, it says, chapter 17, verse 3, take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. That if is a, it's the smallest word, it's only two letters, but it's big in that statement because it says, if he repents. Because sometimes, like you said, you might go up to somebody and be like, hey, you know you did this? And they might be like, yeah. Well, you know when you did that did this to me? Yeah, I know exactly what it did to you. So like you said, some people are doing it on purpose.
Mm.
So with those people, like the example you just gave as a person, like if I go to the altar and I know you got a problem with me, I got to go to you. But what if you the other person, though?
Wow.
What if you the other person?
What chapter was that in, Luke, man of God?
Oh, Luke chapter 17, verse 3.
Okay, I got you. I'm right there with you. Okay.
So it say, if you repent, you know, forgive him. So what,
wow.
And what if you, this, okay, a question. What if you the person that did, so like you said, leave your offer here and come back, but make it right with your brother. What if your brother don't want to make it right with you?
Well, then, if he don't want to make it right with you, then the sin is on him. Because when we do our part, God ain't looking at us from that point. God looking at our brother from that point. Because he the one with the ark. So if we make the effort to get it right and he still don't forgive us, God is saying, that's when you let it go and give it to him. So people don't understand unforgiveness comes to steal your anointing. Oh, we on a whole nother ball game field tonight. See, people don't understand why it's so important to forgive, because when we don't forgive, there's a scripture that we use, but we don't really look at what it's saying. He said, let's go to 2 Corinthians. I'm going to look at something right quick. Why it's so important for those of us who are anointed. And not only for those of us who are anointed, but everybody that's proclaiming the name of Yahshua that's trying to live right. Because we can't flow in unforgiveness and expect for God's power to rest on us. It's not going to happen. I don't care how spiritual you are. If you allow the enemy to sidetrack you through unforgiveness, wow, you're going to end up being dry. Because Paul talks about, oh, here we is. Go. Come with me to 2 Corinthians 11. No. As a matter of fact, start at verse 10. When the Lord taught me this, he taught me this. He said, when you forgive, it allows my anointing to continue to flow through you with no stoppage. Let me give this illustration. Forgiveness is like when you have a water hose and you got it on full blast and the water flowing, but then you bend the hose, because we get bent out of shape about some things. Then when you bend the hose, the water can't flow until it's straightened out. Lord, you are the best teacher in the world. See, a lot of times we don't realize that the anointing ain't flowing because we bent out of shape about something. And God is saying, until you straighten out yourself, my anointing can't flow through you, because you stopping the flow because you bent and the water can't come through. Come on here, somebody. And we wonder why the water ain't falling. And God said, the water ain't flowing because you bent in a way that you stopping the flow. So we got to go back and forgive the person so that our anointing don't run into being bent. And then we wondering why ain't nothing coming out. Ain't nothing coming out because there's unforgiveness in your heart.
Wow. Come on.
You speaking in tongues, but ain't no power. You trying to operate in your gift, and your gift won't even operate because you got a bend in your hose is bent. Amen. You need to straighten that thing out so that the anointing can flow, so the water can flow. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. It says, to whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also. Come on here, somebody. This is Paul. He said, I forgive also. For if I forgive anything, to whom I forgive it, for your sakes forgive I it in the person of Christ. Come on here, somebody. He's saying, it's not even me forgiving you, but it's the Christ in me that's forgiving you. Because me right now would not forgive you. But the anointing in me has so much love that the anointing can forgive. In spite of how I feel. Come on here, somebody. And then he says in verse 11, least Satan, which means adversary, enemy, least Satan should get an advantage of us. See, whatever, shabando, cool, tarabase. I don't know who this is for tonight, but I feel like somebody getting some help tonight. Help is on the way. God is about to straighten your situation out, not because it's the situation, but he's straightening you out for the situation. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because the Lord don't want the enemy to get an advantage over you. Oh, the devil going to hate this tonight. Let's sock him up. If you got him on one side, I got him on the other. Don't worry about a thing, because I'm throwing bolos tonight. Hallelujah. The advantage that he has through unforgiveness is that we hold on to the hurt and the pain that someone has caused us, and then it begins to fester from the inside. Come on here, somebody. Mm-hmm. We still talking about we love God, but we holding on to it. The Bible says, God says, cast all our cares what? Upon him, for he what? Careth for us. But we hurting on the inside because somewhere we didn't give it all to God. And you will know that you didn't give it all to him because you see that person, you still got something in your craw. Amen. Yeah. How you doing, brother? I'm fine. How are you doing? Still some hurt there. He says, least Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not what? Ignorant of his devices. But a lot of us is walking around in ignorance because we are allowing the spirit of unforgiveness to get the best of us. Don't forgive them for your sake, for God's sake. And I know it ain't easy to forgive somebody when they do something to you on purpose. It's different when it's an accident. Okay, you didn't mean to do it. But you keep on doing this to me. After a while, I'm not going to want to forgive you. I'm going to want revenge. Oh, y'all ain't going to talk back to me tonight. Hallelujah. I'm not going to want to keep forgiving you. I'm going to want to take matters into my own hands because you doing this on purpose. How many know it really take the Holy Ghost to tie your hands when you know that if he didn't tie your hands could talk for about 5 minutes and that person will leave you alone. But how many know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal? Come on here, somebody. And God don't want nothing to stop his testimony. Because how many know that when you're going to lay your hands on a person, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to want to hear what you got to say about the Lord afterwards. Amen. But this is the advantage that the enemy has over us. Come on here, somebody. But tonight, I want you tonight to make a fist. Before you make the fist, I want you to think about every person that has ever done you wrong. Every person that has ever lied to you. Oh, speak tonight, Holy Ghost. Every person that has ever deceived you, every person that took advantage of your love because they knew they could, I want you to make a big fist. And in this fist, when you ball it up, put everything you feel in that fist about these people that have done you wrong. And the more you think about it, I want you to grip it more tighter because don't nobody know how they hurt you but you and God. So while you making this fist, put everything you feel about them in this fist. And I don't know about you, but my fist is pretty tight right now, glory to God. Hallelujah. And some of you know when you made a fist, that means that somebody is going to catch the vapors. Come on here, somebody. I ain't Biz Markie, but you know what I'm talking about, glory to God. They're going to catch your wrath. But I want you to put all your wrath in this fist. And say, Lord, I'm going to give this fist to you. I don't know if y'all still with me tonight, but Lord, I'm going to give this fist to you.
Amen.
Now on the count of three, I want you to open your hands and give to God everything that is in your fist. All the people that have hurt you is in your fist. Now on the count of three, we're going to open it up and give it to God. Are y'all still with me tonight?
Amen.
Is your fist good and tight? Because mine is. Hallelujah. Now let's count together. Are you ready? One. Let it go. Now come on and give God a praise tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Amen.
How many of you feel better?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you feel better in your spirit? You had to let some things go tonight.
Amen.
And you let it go because you didn't want the enemy to get an advantage over you. Hallelujah. You let it go because we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that we can't walk in love until we first learn how to walk in unforgiveness? Come on here, somebody. Oh, that's a good one right there, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just heard the Lord say, we can't walk in love until we first learn how to walk in what? Unforgiveness. Until we learn how to walk in forgiveness, because forgiveness, I'm sorry, y'all, forgiveness releases something in us. Unforgiveness is what holds back the love of God, but forgiveness is what releases Father has. Remember when Yahshua was on the cross, He said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
For had they known, they wouldn't have crucified him on the tree. If they had known that putting him on that tree would have set us free, then the devil would not have done what he did to him. But he got so caught up into that he was destroying Yahshua, that he didn't realize he was actually giving us the pathway into heaven. Come on here, somebody. The forgiveness that we release tonight is allowing the love of God to come in and heal everything. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody tonight, say, neighbor, I ain't going to let nothing stop my flow. Amen. My flow is flowing. Glory to God, because I'm forgiven. I'm walking in forgiveness. How many of you can say you're walking in forgiveness tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise if you're walking in forgiveness tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that means that whoever do not forgive you, it's not on you. Come on here, somebody. It's off of you. That weight is off of you. We should be as light as a feather right now. Because we have not allowed the enemy to get an advantage over us. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God another praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anybody want to add anything to that?
Amen. Amen, Apostle. When we go to Matthew chapter 18,
Praise God. Hallelujah. It gives us the exact instructions on how to go about when we have a problem with our brother and sister. When we go to, Matthew chapter 18, verse 15, it says, "Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee," and I always want to point out, whenever I read this scripture to people, I like to point out to them that it says, "If thy brother trespass against thee." So we really shouldn't be associating our people, hanging out on a personal level with people that we don't consider fam.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning
mm-hmm.
sisters in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Because it don't give us instructions on how to forgive somebody that's not our brother or sister.
Amen.
Every time we talk about forgiveness, we say, if your brother did this, if your sister did this, and we know he was in the spirit because, you know, everybody ain't blood related. Pray
come on.
Down the line. But he's talking about in the spirit. So he's saying your brother and sister offend you. Well, if it shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If
that
he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. So first I got to come, you got to go to them one-on-one.
Yeah.
Don't go gossiping.
That's it.
Your other brothers and sisters. First you go to them one-on-one. That's when, in Luke chapter 17, that's when he said, if your brother trespass against you, rebuke him. That's where rebuking is. You don't walk up to him and say, look, doggone it, you blankety so-and-so. You done the blankety blank, blank, blank. No, you walk up to him and let him know you did something, and whatever you did caused this effect. I don't know if you knew this, what you was doing or not. And I don't want to assume you knew what you was doing. And you did this on purpose. So I'm bringing this to your attention in case, you know, this was an accident. But look, it say if he hear you, thou hast gained the brother. In other words, people respect you more when you come to them and tell them, hey, I have a problem with you. They don't respect you. You done went and told everybody in the clique know except them.
Mm.
And then he say, but if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or more, or two or three witnesses, every word may be established. So, okay, if me and you can't work it out, then I got to go get some friends, two or three friends, and let them basically mediate the conversation. Y'all judge the conversation. I'm going to plead my case. He going to plead his case. And y'all tell us who y'all think is right and who y'all think is wrong. And look, if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. So we got steps. It's three steps.
Mm-hmm.
First, we got one-on-one. Then I got to bring a couple of friends. Then I got to take it to the church. I recently had to go through these steps. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I made sure, the Lord told me, make sure you go back and go through the steps. Because I've got to step one. He wasn't trying to hear it. I was ready to cut him off. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I had to, we still got to step two and three, and it still worked out like this. Hallelujah. Say, and if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. In other words, stop dealing with him. For lack of a better word, cut him off. Praise God. Cut him off. Because he refused to even hear what you're trying to say.
Wow.
He refused to even try to hear what you're trying to say. So we got to cut because that's what God has said. That's what Jesus said. Treat them like a publican.
As
amen.
A heathen.
And a heathen. And a heathen.
Yeah, yeah. A heathen is somebody that don't know God, as if somebody that don't know God, don't have no connection with God. Hallelujah. Mm.
And then, of course, we got to remember since Jesus still said we got to pray for them. He said, pray for those who spitefully use you.
So but I believe,
it's like you just said, a heathen is somebody who don't know God.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to pray that our brother come back to his senses and get his relationship not only back with me right, but back with God right. Because remember, Jesus telling him, how can you say you love me who you have never seen, but you
hate your brother? Mm-hmm. Now, that right there, Elder, to me, is somebody who don't have the Spirit of God in them. But also this, too. That means that either there's a rebellious spirit or a stubborn spirit there. Because the only way we get to the point where we don't hear God is when we have a stubborn spirit or a rebellion spirit in us that don't want to submit. Because this is the spirit right here that don't want to submit to the truth and to be willing to reconcile with their brother or their sister. And so that's what I'm seeing in this scripture right here. I don't believe God would want us to continue to affiliate ourselves with them.
Right.
Because they are no longer a part of the body. Because a heathen and a publican is not a part of Yahshua's body.
Right.
But then that brother or sister cuts themselves off. It's not the devil cutting them off. It's their disobedience cutting them off from continuing to be a brother or sister. Because then now, God is cutting you out of the family. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And here the Lord is saying to say this. Catch this, y'all. Because they refuse to hear wise counsel. What does the Bible say in Psalms 1? Blessed is he that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. He refused to walk in the counsel of the godly. So now the Bible labels him as a heathen man or a publican. Because number one, he wouldn't hear you. Are y'all still with me tonight? Because he didn't hear you. And then you brought along some witnesses. For support. And to bear witness to the truth. And he wouldn't hear that. Then you bring him to the church. See, when he's brought before the church, that's for deliverance. Because if he can't hear the man of God that God has put, now he has a deaf ear. So the church is the last means of defense for him to come back to himself. Anybody want to add anything to that?
Amen. Amen. Just go. I say at that point, that's when you just go on about your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You just go on about your life because now you and you still don't you still not because you tried to show them they fault. You tried, so it's not like you not forgiven your heart has been hardened. Praise God, I couldn't get it out. Hallelujah. Amen. So you ain't the issue. They the issue. Because a lot of times people feel like, well, maybe it's me.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
The reason why they got all the witnesses. Jesus said, bring all these witnesses. Because other people can tell you, it's not you. It is them.
So,
once you know it's not you, it's them.
Yeah. Amen. We're doing a broadcast.
Once you realize it's not you, it's them, then you can move on with your life and just keep it pushing. You ain't got to worry about them, and they ain't got a hold on no area in your life. Praise God.
But see, then the weight of it is not on you because you did what you were supposed to do. And that's what we cast everything upon God and allow God to intervene then. You don't have to worry about him because he and the God. And so now that weight, that ought is all for you. But he has to carry it because he refused to hear the truth. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize that. Once we do what we're supposed to do, then our hands are clean. I don't know if you can hear me tonight.
Amen.
We're still trying to worry about the other person. God said, don't worry about them. They in my hands. And how many of us is grieving over somebody that God said, I ain't even grieving? Remember what God told Samuel about Saul? He was trying to pray for Saul. Yeah, he said,
somebody else.
Come on here, somebody. We grieving over somebody and God is saying, you got to go on because I've already taken my hands off of them. Lord, come on, get them right. No. We can't pray nobody right if they ain't right, if they ain't got the heart to want to give their heart to God and we done did everything. How many know at the end of the night that we ain't God? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
The best we can do is lead them to the water. It's up to them to drink. Come on here, somebody. You can lead a horse to water.
But you can't.
That's all. Come on here, somebody. No matter how thirsty or how bad the horse needs the water, he got to put his head down there for himself and drink. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
A lot of us trying to fix people. If they won't let God fix them, who are we? Beloved, you got to know when to just step out of a situation. If they won't hear God, who am I? Lord, if they won't let you heal them, who am I? If they won't let you fix them, who am I? Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
So the best we can do. They just try to make peace, but if they don't receive the peace, what does the Bible say? Shake the dust off
and move on to the next.
And use it as what? A testimony against them. Come on here, somebody. Amen. God is good. Amen. Anybody want to add anything to that?
I forgiveness part. For me, when it comes to forgiving people, I always, always remind myself of what the Lord has done for me. Because the Lord ain't have to do what he done for me. For none of us. You know, as many times we turn our back on God and stand against God, you know, our rightful place was in the lake of fire, period. No matter what it was, small, great, little, big, small, our rightful place was in the lake of fire. You know, I always remember, God showed mercy, God showed grace, and had compassion. So who am I not to do the same for somebody else, no matter what they done to me? You know, God forgiving me, had compassion on me. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it to the other person as well. No, I'm not gonna sit up there and be like, oh, you done this to me and hold something against you. No, because the Lord could have done the same thing. You know, I feel like it's a great thing to remember is I always remember what the Lord has done for you, and that in return will help you forgive others. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just want to say this to you, First Lady. Amen. A lot of people going to see hell behind not repenting.
Yep.
See, because the blood that Yahshua shed for us, he is not trying to go to the cross a second time. So whenever he allows us the chance to repent for something, see, that's what the Bible says, about Satan getting the advantage over us. But see, a lot of us use that scripture, but we don't realize it's really talking about forgiveness. And a lot of us is gifted, but we hurting. And we don't think nobody see the hurt and the pain. But until we learn how to walk in forgiveness, then the love of God ain't going to flow. And we got to repent while it's time to repent. Because we can't, and what the Bible says, agree with your adversary quickly. Quickly. People want to tell me, I don't feel like forgiving. It ain't about a feeling. We just obeying the word. Agree with your adversary quickly while he is in the way. While y'all are face to face, agree. Because then that takes the burden off of you and it puts it on him. I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry for whatever I did to offend you. Can you please forgive me? Amen. God is not through with me yet, and I will do my best never to let that happen again. But people got to see that we are really sincere. Because some people say I'm sorry, and they just sorry that they got caught. They're not sorry that they tried to they ain't sorry that they tried to tear your name down. They ain't sorry they lied on you. They just sorry that they got caught. And it's a big difference. That's why the Bible talks about godly sorrow. We need to be godly sorrowful. And a lot of us, I sure hate to say this, but a lot of us ain't. We are not godly sorrowful. I even question us being humanly sorrowful. Because the Bible says offenses will come, but woe to whom the offenses come through. Yeah, the enemy going to use somebody, but don't let it be you that he used. Come on here, somebody.
Apostle, when you talking about forgiveness, are you talking about it from the standpoint of the person that's offending the person needs to ask for forgiveness or be forgiven, or you think coming from the standpoint of the person that's getting hurt needs to forgive the person that's hurting them?
Both ways. Actually, two.
Wow.
If the person has an offense against you, so that it don't stop the anointing on our life, we go back to that person and try to make peace with that person for the anointing's sake, for our gift's sake. Because if we don't, it's going to affect our gift. Our gift can't operate on the level that God wanted to if we don't go back to the person who say we hurt them. And once we go back to the person and try to make peace with the person, if they don't forgive us, then we shake the dust off because we have taken the burden off of us. Then we can go back to the altar with our gift. But if the person makes peace and we can be reconciled, then that's a victory. And we have gotten over the devil. Come on here, somebody.
Good morning.
All stay with me tonight. See, because the enemy hate unity. He loves division. Mm-hmm. Unforgiveness bring what? Division. And then, two, that's how the enemy calls us to self-destruct. Because remember that a house that is divided against itself can't stand. Come on here, somebody. Amen. So now they call this problems within my own spirit, within my own self. Because I won't forgive. And if unforgiveness turn into anger, it could turn into an ulcer. It could turn into cancer. I mean, all of these are things we're holding on to that begin to what? Eat us up from the inside. Teach tonight, Holy Ghost. It eats us up. Then we go to the doctor, and the doctor can't diagnose because it's not a natural. It's a spiritual. This forgiveness thing is deep, y'all.
Wow.
Then we wonder why we can't get our stomach right. Then we wonder why we can't get our mind right. Then we wonder why we can't get our heart right. God said, because there's unforgiveness that you need to release. Then we go try to pray for the person, and they on their deathbed. Why? Because they still holding on to something. Lord have mercy.
Wow.
And we're wondering why the healing anointing of God won't flow, and we got a healing ministry, but it won't flow because, like the Lord was saying earlier, there's a bent in you somewhere. And it's stopping the living waters of God from flowing out of you like it need to. And then when someone has hurt us, like we talked about tonight, we try to go to them 101, and that don't help. Then we try to send witnesses in, that don't help. And then we take them before the church. They still don't want to admit or repent. See, that word repent is deeper than just a change of mind. You got to repent in your heart. Come on here, somebody. Are y'all still with me tonight?
The heart is mind.
Yeah, but see, the heart and mind is separate. Because I can repent in my mind. But if I don't repent in my heart, it ain't gonna stop me from coming back and doing the same thing to you again.
So you need a spirit.
Yeah.
Because the Bible talks about the heart. The literal definition of the heart in the Bible is the mind.
Yeah. But see, the enemy play on the mind. So I can repent in my, but see, God deal with the heart. See, God is more concerned with our heart changing than our mind changing. Come on here, somebody. Because if I repent in my mind and say, well, I ain't going to hurt you no more, brother. I got it down in my mind. I got this in my mind. I ain't going to hurt you no more. But I still got something in my heart against you. I might not do it at that moment, but my change of mind ain't going to last long if my heart is still the same. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be...
If it don't last, don't that mean you ain't truly changed your mind?
Yeah. That's what it means. It means that my mind has not fully been converted over because I didn't give God my heart. See, the heart is what will really change the mind of a person. See, the mind don't automatically convert over. Matter of fact, in most cases, God says, give me your mind because your mind is not workable. You need my mind. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Because your mind is so corrupt that thank you, Lord. It's like a car. A car need an oil change for so many miles. When you drive for so many miles, it tell you, get an oil change. The mind is like the oil change. It needs to be changed. Come on here, somebody. Because it's not a permanent. I got to keep reminding my mind of what the word says until the word washes my mind of all the dirty, filthy thoughts that the enemy try to put in my mind. Come on here, somebody. Because if I don't keep washing my mind keep telling me, now you know what they did to you? They're going to do that again. You need to be ready for them this time. You know what? Do unto them before they can do unto you. You don't know what they're saying about you over there. They could be talking about you like a dog. And you think about all of this work in your mind. You heard it, God. So the mind can't be delivered until the heart get delivered. And then that's when I can really walk in the forgiveness and have godly sorrow. Not just be sorry that I got caught, but godly sorrow that I really hurt you. I did something that caused you pain. Amen. Anybody want to add to that?
Amen. Just that, amen. Like you were saying, amen, literally a change in minds with Christ. That's why Paul said, let this mind be in me. Let the mind, let me have a mind of Christ.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we got to think the way God, the way Jesus thought. Amen. That's why he said, meditate on the word day and night.
That's it. That's it.
So as long as I'm meditating on the word, then all the other spirits that's trying to come in, I can deter them with the word because I'm going to have more word then I'm going to have world. Mm-hmm. More word than world. That makes sense. Amen. Amen. Anybody else on this subject? Bless the name of the Lord. Anybody else? Amen. Amen. Well, we bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have had a good open discussion on tonight. Amen. We've talked about forgiveness. Amen. We're talking about serving the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're talking about how to forgive, the steps. Hallelujah. Amen. And what to do if they don't want to forgive or want to admit they're wrong. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the word of God on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we backed everything we said up with scripture. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. A lot of people, hey, that ain't in the book. Yeah, it was. Praise God. We read it to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's in the book. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God on today. Amen. Praise God. So hallelujah. Amen. We just thank God today for the word, for the discussion that went forth on today. We truly hope that those that are listening to it, those that watched it, hallelujah, were blessed. Amen. Praise God. We will be online tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock Pacific time, 11 o'clock Midwest noon Central Standard Time, and 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come join us with Out of the Mouth of God Ministries, praise God, featuring our very own Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, amen, with my brother in Christ, Apostle Elden A. Curry, bringing forth the word on our Seventh-day service, praise God, hallelujah, amen. And don't forget, amen, join us, amen, from the second day, amen, all the way to the sixth day. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God at 7 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Midwest, 9 o'clock Central Time, and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, more than an hour of power. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. The number one prayer line in the world. Glory to God, hallelujah. So we thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in on tonight. Amen. We're going to see everybody tomorrow morning. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and pray us out on tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight, amen, for the discussion that went forth. We thank you for your revelation knowledge. Hallelujah, that you dropped into our hearts and minds on tonight. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify you. We lift up everybody that was in attendance on tonight. Hallelujah. Your words say that when we come together in your name, it is written, hallelujah, in your book. And we thank you for writing us down in your book of remembrance on tonight, Lord. And we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your holy name because you are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified. You are truly worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah, Lord. And as we leave this place but never your presence, we simply pray that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. Hallelujah. On behalf of First Lady and myself, on behalf of the Curry family, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. We're going to see y'all tomorrow morning, praise God, on Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Y'all have a blessed night. Hallelujah. And we'll see you then. Praise God.
Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see his presence. I'm in his presence. And while I'm there thanking him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, he will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now.
Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of
yeah. but I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Get you down
and all your friends and loved ones.
And all but nowhere to be found.
I'm nowhere to
remember, 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 there is a friend.
Remember, there's a friend.
Oh, I love him, I love him.
Who will wipe your tears away?
I know he will. And if,
your heart is
broken, this is all you have to do.
Just lift your hands.
Oh, come on and worship with me. Hey, come on.
Oh, I know that I can.
Don't you give up. I know.
I know that I can.
Hang on, joy is coming. I know.
No matter what, they come my way.
Jesus, my life.
My life is in.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. With him, I know I can take it. With him I know.
With him I know.
I feel like having some church in here. No matter
what.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus, my life is in. Every person that's going through, lift your hands and say with me, I know I can.
I know that I can.
I got a witness in here somewhere. I know.
I know that I can.
Hallelujah. No matter what may come my way. Hallelujah. Jesus, my life is in. Oh, I love you so much, Jesus. With you, I know I can. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. No matter what may come my way. Hallelujah. 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 Come on and stand with me, I know.
I know that I can.
I know you can make it. I know you can.
I know that I,
no matter what may come my way, thank you, Jesus.
No matter what,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, with him, I know I can take it. I'm feeling all in the spirit right now. I'm feeling it. No matter what may come my way.
No matter what,
thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. No matter what you're going, his grace and mercy, do it for him. He loves you.